Hello, it's Friday, May 19th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which is loved by truth seekers, hated by shills and sycophants, and looked upon as the bastard stepchild of the alternative media. That means we're not company men and company women, and we don't toe the party line. We're not controlled. We're not bought and sold.
And we have no sacred cows.
That's right. We're telling it to you like it is, warts and all. That means we're not playing it safe. And sure, we're a little rough around the edges and we might stick out like a sore thumb once in a while. But I see us as a little chunk of sand that's always rubbing against the grain. And you know what? If you're not careful, though, this chunk of sand that keeps rubbing against the grain just might end up being a pearl of wisdom. So check that out. And also, we're not catering to the glitzy Hollywood crowd like Alex Jones has started to do. We're not catering to the PC crowd like Amy Goodman does. And we're certainly not going after the shadow people and the Ghostbusters like Jeff Rentz does. Of course, everybody's welcome here at Wing TV. But what we're really trying to do, the people we're really trying to reach, is those who want to see through the veil, who not only want to push it back, they want to tear it right off the hook. These are the people that are looking around and seeing that something seriously wrong is happening in the world, and they want to do something about it. So think about what you're listening to and what you're watching, not only in the mainstream media, but in the alternative media. Because if you want it straight, you're at the right place, right here.
And watch out what you're paying for, too.
Exactly. Now, before we start today, we're going to talk about the lead article on the Wing TV homepage, which can be found at wingtv.net. The title of it is the 9/11 Truth Movement sponsored by the Israeli lobby? A very, very pressing subject and one that we've been wanting to talk about for quite some time, but we had to really get our thoughts together on it. But before that, we want to say a hello to a guy named Country Boy, who we heard last night call into Michael Collins Piper show. And what his call did, Lisa, was show the big difference between GCN and RBN. See, the hosts on GCN, they're company men and company women. And if somebody calls in and says something negative about the other hosts, what happens? Boom, they hang the phone up immediately. But on RBN, they're given free rein to discuss these subjects.
At least most of the time.
Yeah.
And people are allowed to call up and voice complaints and criticisms without getting the call deleted from the archives or censored out of the broadcast. So we think that's very cool of John Stadtmiller to run his operation like that.
Right. And what Country Boy did last night is when he called in the Piper show, he was complaining about Greg Zemanski and saying how he'd read articles and various things. And he said that he wanted to take him to task for the things that he's been doing. And instead of hanging up on him, Piper said, well, the best thing to do is to contact Mr. Zemanski. He said, I'm sure he'll be glad to hear from you. We're not so sure of that. Because when we pointed these things out and tried to contact Mr. Zemanski, he wasn't too glad to hear from us. In fact, he didn't want to hear from us at all because he avoided us at all costs.
Yeah, you would have thought Zemanski fell off the earth.
Exactly. So anyway, we just wanted to point that out to everybody to notice the difference that on GCN, the number of hang-ups, and you'll never hear these hang-ups in the archives because they censor them out before they reach the archives, especially Alex Jones. So anyways, we like RBN style much, much better. Now, the big question as we lead into the weekend. And there's a couple 9/11 seminars coming up, one in Chicago next month, another one out in Los Angeles, California, where I used to live. And the one thing we keep wondering about is why isn't anybody talking about the elephant in the room when it comes to 9/11? And it's probably the biggest question we can ask all of you, truth seekers everywhere, is do you want to see the people who are responsible for 9/11 these cold-blooded killing bastards. Do you want to see them brought to justice or not?
Right. We want to know if the issue of Israel's involvement in 9/11 is going to be brought up at each one of these upcoming events.
Or in all of these various postings, these various 9/11 websites, on the articles that are passed around. And what it boils down to is, do we want to keep playing Ring Around the Rosy and tossing handkerchiefs at this issue? Or do we want to finally face it directly and get to the bottom of it? Because right now, we know the hows of 9/11, don't we?
Right. World Trade Center towers and Building 7 were brought down by controlled demolitions.
Right.
And there were Flight 77 and 93, obviously, didn't hit Pentagon and Shanksville.
So we know the mechanics of it. We know how long it took for each tower to fall. We know the physics of the hole at the Pentagon. We know the 10-foot crater. We know all of this, and we can continue to keep delving into the minutiae for year after year after year. Also, we know the whys of 9/11.
Right. They needed a new Pearl Harbor, which served as a pretext to facilitate the war. They needed to rally the country behind this illegal war, and that's what they used to do it. They also wanted to reorder the Middle East.
Right, and anyone that reads Zbigniew Brzezinski, Samuel P. Huntington, if they go and read the PNAC report, what's that called, Lisa?
Rebuilding America's Defenses.
Right. If anybody goes and reads this literature, plus if they look into any of the Israeli lobby's agenda, you'll see the whys of 9/11, and it was basically a pretext to begin this perpetual war in the Middle East to fight against Israel's enemies.
Right. Simultaneous wars in multiple theaters around the world.
Right. So, if we know the hows, we know the whys, doesn't it seem like a logical step to next focus our attention on who, the whos of 9/11?
Right, you'd think so.
I mean, what else are we going to do other than either complain and argue with each other about the mechanics or, you know, was the size of the hole 18 feet or 12 feet or blah, blah, blah. All this stuff that goes on in these little chat rooms and message forums and so forth. Do we want to keep doing that for the next 40 years? Because one of the things Michael Collins Piper said recently on his radio show is that he's afraid that 9/11 is going to become like the John F. Kennedy assassination. It's just going to be minutiae and these little arguments for decade after decade.
Right.
So
what we need to do is look at the ultimate driving force behind the diabolical plot known as 9/11. Now,
right.
Who would that be?
Yeah, and we're not talking about the plumbers. You know, you remember Nixon's plumbers that actually did the break-in at Watergate? We're not talking about the people that wired the towers. And we're not talking about even the implementers, because in Phantom Flight 93, we have a whole chapter devoted to what we call the Evil 13. These are the hands-on implementers that were kind of like Bill Clinton's Dixie Mafia or Richard Nixon's plumbers or the people that killed Kennedy. We're not even talking about them. We want to look at even a bigger picture, don't we?
Yeah, we're talking about the big old elephant in the room that everybody can see and everyone knows is there, but only a few brave people are willing to speak out about publicly.
Right, and John Kaminsky has written about this. He calls it the elephant in the room. And it seems like, though, that almost everyone, and not only the 9/11 truth movement, but also the alternative media and the patriot movement as a whole, not only refuse to confront this issue, they won't even acknowledge it. They don't even acknowledge that Israel played a part in 9/11. And if they're not going to do that, then why don't they say they're too afraid to step beyond the line?
Right. We're saying to you right now that it appears to us quite apparent that the Israeli lobby is sponsoring, controlling, running this 9/11 truth movement. If you look at these prominent events that are held every year, you check out the list of speakers mm-hmm. and the issues raised and the topics discussed and presented.
Right.
Does Israel ever get brought up at these events and their role in 9/11?
Right, and we're going to name some names here in a few moments. Actually, we're going to name a lot of names here.
I mean, it's a total protection racket, as Victor so aptly points out in his article on our website.
Yeah, so at every one of these 9/11 events, on the majority of the internet truth sites, and we say that in quotations, and on the various radio shows, almost never is the subject of Israel's involvement in 9/11 brought to the forefront, especially when we look at groups like 9/11truth.org and so forth, who organizes quite a few of these. So,
and what we're saying is there's a lot of people not addressing the Israel angle of 9/11. We do think that their work is fine. A lot of their work is fine. Some of these people aren't doing good work. But the majority of the ones that we've listed have done some good work.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, when you look at 9/11, the research that's been done, and the discussions that have taken place over the last 4.5 years, it seems like almost every avenue possible has been investigated and is fair games. A lot of them are preposterous, like Carl Schwartz's galvanic corrosion. Uh-huh. How about the holograms? And on. So you have even preposterous.
And the pod.
And the pods and so forth. So all of these issues are discussed by various members.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah. But when it comes to Israel, all of a sudden, you see this massive
shutdown,
this protection racket.
This blackout.
Yeah, that's erected around the issue, and everyone says, no, 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 no.
And what's the first thing you hear?
Yeah.
You're anti-Semitic.
Exactly. And what does this remind us of? It reminds us of the mainstream media. Because how much did you hear in 1967 about Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty? Was Walter Cronkite or John Chancellor or any of these other individuals, did they bring it out as the lead story?
No, it was virtually blacked out by the American media.
Yeah, even the New York Times buried it on page 36 or something like that, and even then they gave it just a few paragraphs.
And they're still really not talking about it.
Well, absolutely.
And the USS Liberty surviving crewmen are making a stink about it to this day.
So, when you compare the 9/11 truth movement and their refusal or fear or inability to discuss Israel's role in 9/11, it's an exact mirror image of the mainstream media. Now, before we go on, who owns and controls the mainstream media? Israel does. There's been study after study, especially by Michael Collins Piper, also by ourselves here at Wing TV, and numerous other websites. They've examined very thoroughly the ownership of the networks, the newspapers, and the magazines in this country, and by and large, they're owned by large Jewish families, or powerful Jewish families, that have all networked themselves together. Also, it's the same with Hollywood. Jewish interests primarily started Hollywood, controlled Hollywood, and still own it today.
Right, and we're not just talking about Israel just out of the blue. We didn't just pick this out of left field. Israel has a very well-established, very well-documented history of being involved in orchestrating and conducting terrorist acts.
Right, so if the mainstream media is owned by Jewish interests, and they refuse to mention or cast a light on Israel in a negative light, and we've already said that the alternative media is a mirror image of the mainstream media because they won't look at Israel's role in 9/11, especially groups like 9/11truth.org, then if A plus B equals C, then could it be possible that the Israeli lobby is also controlling the 9/11 truth movement?
And if you look at it, our biggest 9/11 truth group, supposedly, is 9/11truth.org. They refuse to touch this subject with a 10-foot pole. Ask yourself why.
Yeah, and considering that we have this protection racket in place, It's inconceivable to me that more 9/11 truth seekers aren't raising holy hell about it. Why aren't people blowing up about this and asking, where's Israel's involvement? Why aren't you covering them? And there's so much information out there.
Alex Jones.
Right.
Grandfather of the 9/11 truth movement.
Yep.
Shouldn't you be setting the tone?
Yeah.
What kind of tone are you setting when you deliberately omit the Israeli angle out of 9/11?
Right. But, you know, since Israel's lobby has cornered the 9/11 market, should we really be all that surprised about it? Because if the truth is told, this is the way it was planned from day one, even before September 11th, 2001. This entire network was very carefully put in place so that when 9/11 happened, you'd already have this network operating so that they would divert everybody's attention away from Israel. A perfect example of this, before we get into the names, is Mike Rupert. You remember when Mike Rupert was actually an integral part of the 9/11 truth movement?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
sort of.
And the first thing he did,
covering it up.
The first thing he did on September 12th, 2001, was tell everybody that there is no possibility of a controlled demolition of the World Trade Center.
Rather quickly.
Yeah, in one day.
Yeah.
In one day he concluded this and said, no, this is the way you should be looking. Go in this direction. And he'd lead people on these wild goose chases with like Delmar Vreeland and Peak Oil and all this crap. And so he delayed everybody from actually delving into the controlled demolition.
Right. He had people focusing in the totally opposite direction from where they needed to be looking.
Right. In addition, John Kaminsky kept grilling Mike Rupert. John Kaminsky and other people, early 9/11 researchers, Dick Eastman and so forth, were grilling Rupert, asking, why aren't you talking about Israel's involvement in 9/11? And Rupert would backpedal. He'd do anything possible to avoid the issue.
He'd go bombastic.
Right. And that was indicative of the direction that this movement started from. So,
and do you remember when Michael Collins Piper was talking to us about how he got involved in JFK research?
Mm-hmm.
He said that so much had been written about the Kennedy assassination. He noticed that there was one area, one angle that no one had touched yet, and that was the Israel angle.
Right, the Mossad.
When he did start to look into it, well, how many pages is his book?
Remember? Oh, yeah, it's like 700 or 800 pages
okay.
now.
So look at the voluminous amount of information that he was able to garner about Israel's role, the Mossad's role, in the JFK assassination. And if you think that the buck stops there, you're seriously mistaken.
Right.
Because Israel was involved in 9/11 as well.
Yeah. So now the people that planned 9/11, that carried it out, that coordinated it, and are now covering it up. Do you think for a moment that they sat back and said, you know what, before we do this, I think we better be wary of those conspiracy theorists because, you know, they might catch on to what we're doing here. So what we should do is put these people in place beforehand, create a legend for them, make sure that they have their street credibility. Try to make them seem like they're real American patriots,
right.
Like Mike Rupert.
Eric Hupschmidt has gone into this at length in articles that he's written. You know, how they have many, many agents out there to perform roles such as this.
Right. So, is it inconceivable that they wouldn't put people in place? Well, of course they would, because they want to cover their own asses and make sure that they have control of the information.
Right, and we say to you again, if they infiltrated the mainstream media, why wouldn't they infiltrate the alternative media, the patriot community, or the 9/11 truth movement?
Right.
And it's quite obvious they have.
Yeah, it's only reasonable and logical to conclude that, especially when we see how they infiltrated the anti-war movement and the radical movements of the 60s and early 70s with COINTELPRO and their different CIA spooks and so forth.
And let's put it this way. If they didn't infiltrate, that would be incompetence.
Right. Right. So, it's almost laughable to think that they haven't infiltrated the 9/11 truth movement. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to have Lisa read a name, and I'm going to say whether or not they... Well, actually, I'll read it. I'll read the name, and then Lisa's going to say whether or not they are willing, or if they've covered Israel's involvement in a 9/11 truth movement. Let's start right at the top, Lisa. Alex Jones.
Refuses to examine Israel's role as a key conspirator in the 9/11 attacks.
Davon Kleist.
Refuses to examine Israel's role.
9/11truth.org.
Also refuses to examine Israel's role in 9/11.
Dylan Avery.
Refuses to examine Israel's role in 9/11.
Jim Hoffman and Paul Thompson.
Both refuse to examine Israel's role in 9/11.
How about Webster Tarpley?
Doesn't examine Israel as part of 9/11.
Carol Brulé out in San Francisco?
No, she's too busy burning incense.
Kyle Hentz.
The country is not ready to know the truth.
Right.
So Kyle doesn't address this at all.
Now, some of these people, as Lisa mentioned earlier, have done good work, and we respect what they've done.
Absolutely.
But they still aren't willing to go the next step to expose the true culprits.
Some of them won't do it because they're afraid that they will be criticized,
right,
and called anti-Semitic.
Okay, David Ray Griffin.
Who does exceptional work regarding 9/11 with the controlled demolition,
yep,
but he also refuses to touch the subject of Israel's involvement in 9/11.
Nicholas Levis.
Forget it.
Phil Berg, the lawyer.
No, he won't touch it either.
Bob Bowman, a former military man.
I haven't heard anything from him yet.
Mike Rupert.
Are you kidding? No, Rupert left the 9/11 movement, you know, riding away like an elephant with a 9/11 stamped on its butt.
Right.
Everybody recalls that.
Tom Flacco.
Nope.
Jenna Orkin.
Are you kidding?
Jenna Orkin actually went to such lengths that she had Christopher Bolin kicked off of a European 9/11 tour because she called him anti-Semitic. How about Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones's right-hand man?
No way.
These guys both engage in the most egregious Zionist protection racket that there is.
The most you might be able to pull out of them, and it's like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they throw the word Zionist out, yeah, and it's almost like they're forced to do so,
yeah,
by their listeners.
Or they'll say neocon or
yeah,
something like that. How about Wayne Madsen?
Haven't heard anything of him saying anything about Israel either.
Jimmy Walter.
Nope.
Gabriel Day.
Absolutely not.
Janice Matthews.
No.
David Kubiak.
No, not at all.
Les Jameson.
Nope.
And finally, Michelle Chasadovsky, who's done some fine work also.
Right.
But he refuses to examine Israel's role as a key conspirator.
Right.
Now, in the 9/11 attacks.
A lot of the names that Victor read off are part of the prominent 9/11 truth organization,
right,
called 9/11truth.org.
Exactly. And when they hold their events, the list that they select from to have speakers and guests and presenters comes from this list. So if a name isn't on this list, they're not going to be there because they're afraid that there's a possibility that they'll finger Israel's role in 9/11.
And I'll tell you what, we really respect David Ray Griffin,
yeah,
quite a lot. And unfortunately, he's so closely tied with 9/11truth.org,
mm-hmm,
I don't know who's putting the constraints upon whom.
Right.
But if David Ray Griffin would come out and speak out about Israel's role in 9/11, just think of,
yeah,
the impact he would have, because he's made tremendous impact on all of his other presentations, talking about the control of demolitions,
yep,
and other aspects of 9/11, if he would just address this one omitted aspect, it would be phenomenal.
Right. So we could go on for another page, I'll bet, coming up with names who refuse to speak about 9/11, but
about Israel.
About Israel and their direct involvement in 9/11. But if you're still not convinced of what we're saying, let's take a look at George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM radio show. Now, first of all, Art Bell actually not only says he believes the government's official story, which I totally doubt, but he even goes and attacks 9/11 researchers. But let's just look,
right,
at George Norrie.
You know
Norrie.
Why? Because just questioning the,
right,
government makes you a loony conspiracy theory. But shadow rodents and ghost people and UFOs and alien creatures and dead people talking to him are all not crazy.
Right. So George Norrie, now he does have people on his show that talk about 9/11. But the only guests he have that are full-fledged guests are those who unflinchingly protect Israel at any cost.
Or just won't bring it up to avoid rocking the boat.
Right. So in the last 10-plus years, and over a decade, that Coast to Coast AM has been on the show, that every conceivable subject under the sun has been discussed on that show, and some of them very, very preposterous. But every single subject there is has been discussed except one. And that's the exposure of Israel's multitudinous crimes since this nation was created in the late 1940s. That's the only subject that's never, ever been discussed.
No. Instead, what you hear is a plethora of words like neocon,
yeah,
Illuminati, New World Order, or globalist.
Yeah. They never... So when these guests do come on, the rarity that 9/11 Truth guests are on, they never say Israel, but they usually don't even say, you know, Zionists or neocons. They might slip in neocon, but never Israel. So you have to ask yourself,
see, globalist is more of an androgynous sort of word.
Right, right.
It doesn't really give you a clue what the hell they're talking about one way or the other. Yeah. What's a globalist?
Yeah, so they use these words, right. New World Order, Illuminati.
Yeah, what they're doing is diluting it.
Yeah, very vague, nothing specific, and they're all just little buzzwords. And do you think this is being done deliberately? Why, Israel is never, ever, ever fingered. And I know a couple months ago, a caller called in and wanted to discuss, or he mentioned Israel's crimes, and George Norrie immediately hung the phone up and says, we're not going to go in that direction.
Yeah, because that's a taboo, hot-button subject.
Right.
What we're trying to say is the word Zionist isn't even good enough.
Right.
It's not sufficient.
That's right.
To cover it. It's what we need to say, it's the nation of Israel and the Israeli lobby that's
yeah.
involved. It isn't just Zionists or neocons or the Illuminati or the Jesuits or the New World Order.
Yeah, yeah. And who owns Clear Channel? I mean, who owns George Norrie's show? It's Clear Channel.
Right.
And they're one of the biggest Jewish-controlled agenda networks there are in existence in America today. So, it keeps the preponderance of evidence just keeps growing that, yes, there is an Israeli lobby that's controlling the 9/11 Truth Movement. And luckily, Lisa, luckily, there are a few people out there who are exposing the truth.
Right.
People like
John Kaminsky, Eric Hufschmidt, Mike Rivero, who does speak a lot, mm-hmm. very, very much about Israel,
yep.
Christopher Bolin, Michael Collins Piper, Bill Brumbaugh, and the American Free Press. Also, there are other alternative media radio show hosts like Peter Schenck, who doesn't focus on 9/11, but
right.
he has no qualms about talking about Israel and Israel's terrorist activities.
Right. There's also people that, even though they might not make it a focus of their presentations, there are other people who are at least willing to discuss it or acknowledge it. People like
Morgan Reynolds,
yep.
Professor Jim Fetzer, and Visigoth.
Right, so we've been on Visigoth's show.
I mean, at least you can have these discussions yeah. with these individuals.
But
where's William Rivers Pitt?
Yeah, and, well, he won't even acknowledge that 9/11 was an inside job. So,
let alone talk about Israel,
right.
Israeli involvement.
So, as you can see, the percentage of people who openly discuss Israel's role in 9/11 is very small in comparison to the people who absolutely refuse to talk about it. And when you see these upcoming 9/11 events, are you going to see Michael Collins Piper's name as one of the presenters, or Bill Brumbaugh, or John Kaminsky, or Christopher Bolin? Absolutely not, because they're afraid that they're going to slip in the Israeli angle into the mix, and they absolutely don't want it.
And do you want to know what you're getting if the Israeli angle is omitted? You're getting a limited hangout.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting.
You're getting part of the story, and why do you think the crime never ultimately gets solved? It's the same as the JFK assassination, because very few people are willing to go that final step and say, all right, we know the hows, and we know the whys. Now, who did it? And they won't go there. So, everybody out there, if you want 9/11 to keep spinning like a hamster wheel for the next 40 years, just like the Kennedy assassination, then allow these infiltrators, these people controlled by the Israeli lobby, to just keep giving you limited hangouts,
right,
and red herrings and distractions. And, you know, they'll even throw a few bones to the dogs once in a while, like Charlie Sheen or something like that. But then again, they draw it back real quick, and it disappears and it's gone.
Right.
So what it is it's a distraction.
Remember, who controls every power center in America? It isn't the Jesuits, okay? Remember the Levon affair. Remember the USS Liberty attack. The murder of Rachel Corrie. The genocide of the Palestinians,
right,
which is ongoing to this day, and on and on and on. Israel has a very long history of involvement in terrorist activities. So we're not just pulling Israel out of the air. Israel needs to be looked at, scrutinized under a microscope, just like you people scrutinized galvanic corrosion.
Exactly, yeah. And the perpetrators behind that 9/11 are scared. That's obvious, because they know that more and more people realize that this was an inside job. The only thing they're trying to salvage right now is the identity of who ultimately planned, coordinated, and benefited the most from 9/11, and we'll say that in big capital letters, Israel.
And that's
Israel,
why,
Israel.
And that's why you'll see a lot of the same faces over and over and over at these various events throughout the year.
Yep.
And you see the same names excluded over and over and over at these various events throughout the year, because there are people who are willing to push the envelope and say it just like it is, and then there are those people who are willing to toe the line and not rock the boat and stay in the safe zone.
Right. So if you want...
It's called the protection racket.
Yeah. If you want this movement to only go as far as it's gone, and if you don't want the ultimate unimpeded truth, then don't hold the feet of these people to the fire. Because they don't want that. They don't want you calling them up or phoning in to radio shows and saying, well, why aren't we looking at Israel's involvement in this? The key to everything right now is Israel. Not only with 9/11, but what's happening in Iraq, what's happening in Iran, and on and on and on. Who controls our media? Who controls our money? It's Israel.
Right. Remember, disinfo doesn't always have to be just all bad info. What they do most often is mix good info,
yeah,
with bad info. So you can have people who tell the truth and people who have good info mixed in with people who are obviously not telling the truth, people like Tom Flacco,
yeah,
at the same event. It's up to you to challenge these people doing presentations at these upcoming events and say, what about Israel's role in 9/11? Because if they don't bring it up, then somebody in the audience is going to have to bring it up and challenge them and put them in the hot seat, back them into a corner, and make them talk about it.
We have an Israeli protection racket. One of the key figures at the top of it is Alex Jones. We have the Israeli lobby controlling this entire affair, at least those who allow themselves to be controlled. And there's very few people outside of this control racket, this containment racket. And it's people like Wing TV and Kaminsky and Huffschmidt and the American Free Press and so forth. So everybody out there, think about what we're saying today. It all makes perfect sense.
And keep this in mind, too. If they don't talk about it, and they won't talk about it, then what you're going to be paying to go see is a gatekeeper fest. And that's going to make a lot of people pretty angry to hear that. But that's exactly what you'll be getting.
Yeah.
You'll be paying to go to a gatekeeper fest.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Keep talking about controlled demolition for the next 30 years? We already know that it was a controlled demolition. We know in Shanksville that a missile was shot into the ground in that abandoned strip mine, and that's what created the 10-foot crater. We know that there was wall breaching kits that were used to create the holes inside the Pentagon. We know all this stuff already. What we need to do now is take the last final step. We need the guts to say, who was behind this? It was Israel pulling the strings with some people in the Defense Department, in the CIA, in the Mossad, and with a few defense contractors. That's who did it. And if we don't bring Israel's name into the mix, then we're going to keep spinning our wheels forever and not get any further than we are right now.
Either we pull this puppy out of neutral and we shoot forward, or we just keep idling year after year. And you know what? We don't have year after year. The window's closing on us. Time is running out. It's time to pick it up.
That's right. This is something for everybody to think about this weekend. We hope you enjoy the next couple days. We're certainly going to be back on Monday with Mr. Bill Broombaugh, who's always a very enjoyable guest.
And we're going to tell you one more time, the Israeli lobby is controlling the 9/11 truth movement.
And Face it.
We mean it.
That's right. Until Monday, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then. Have a good weekend.